who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go away, boy. You bother me.
I do not think you do, but hey, who cares about that? What is this? Pinball Junk Drawer, show number 13. Lucky 13, the only pinball podcast to be behind a paywall of love. My name is Loghorn Faghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
Nice. And that's why we have take twos here on the Pinball Junk Drawer. It's because we're not professionals, although we play one on TV. How's your pinball week this week? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I guess it's good to take time away and reflect. So the subject du jour was, it's going to be kind of an interesting, like the pinball rumor mill cycle. And that's a lot to digest. I'll delve deeper into that. So as a baseline, how much pinball shenanigans do you absorb weekly? Like social media or forums or whatever?
I see some pictures on social media, but not a whole bunch.
So you're not like following Stern, following all the producers?
Well, I follow Stern and some of people we've met through pinball, but nothing really.
Okay. All right. Because I did have a show earlier on in this show's existence, but that was about 100 years ago, where I kind of talked about how deep do you get into the hobby? Because, I initially with pinball, I was all in. I was listening to every talking head and or the pinball media. I can't say it without laughing. I cannot say that sentence without laughing. So the pinball influencers, the pinball media. And then I was also like on Pinside, which is, a big thing. IMDb. That's the movie thing. It's like International Pinball Database, whatever that would be. That one is more just like literally, what the heck is this machine? And you go look there and they have like all the real information about it. How many were made, the flyers, pictures of it, stuff like that. It's a great resource.
That sounds neat.
It is, because anytime I'm thinking of a project, to like the ones out there in the wild, and it's like, oh, $700 doesn't work. And you're like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. I go look at it, because then they're like, well, there's seven of them, so you're never going to find parts, so just move along. So I still go on I go on Pinside a couple times a day. I mostly lurk. I don't really spout off much, because I don't need to have anyone's witty retort to my witty retort. It's that whole shenanigans. But what caused me to bring this all up was, now there was an event. Pinball is fraught with everyone. A lot of the pinball influencers like to talk about rumors. They're going to break some hot rumors. And like 7% of them come to fruition, and then they're geniuses. But the other 93% of the time, it's just nonsense being spouted off into the ether. And then people discuss them. Oh, what did so-and-so say? Oh my God. Are they really going to make a pinball based on rocks? No, of course not. But whatever. Hey, whatever. It's another Pinside thread and another click to the egos of the influencers. And if you're here for that, don't ever come here for that. This is literally a show based on nonsense by someone who knows nothing.
That is correct.
So if you're here for hot gossip and whatever, just move along. I don't need any mail. Just keep on moving.
This is not the pinball media you were looking for.
Yes, exactly. Or droids. I don't have the droids or the pinball media. Holy crap. So what started this whole thought process in my brain was, now, there was, I forget what it even was. It was some pinball gathering, and Stern had Ozzy there. And also McFarlane, because McFarlane was doing art. I think it's the long-standing rumor is that they're going to do Venom soon. And you remember Venom? You know Venom from the Spider-Man? No.
Sure.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Sure.
Sure do.
Look how easily the lies roll off Sally's tongue. But and so that so then like, oh, like, well, he's probably going to be the artist. Well, what's Ozzy doing? Oh, my God, they must be releasing an Ozzy pin. And then a million people weigh in and, oh, that's Grandpa Rock, another Grandpa Rock. Blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, who said that? Now, Stern loves this. They've figured out very early that all they have to do is have one little thing in the back of one little picture in the back of one person's factory tour, and they get free publicity for like 6 months. Like, literally, some designer can have a Futurama figurine on the back of his computer while he's toiling away at whatever he's making. And one picture is going to have that right in the corner. And someone's going to zoom in and be like, oh, Lawler's next design must be Futurama. And they use their jump to conclusions, Matt. And then...
Oh, that's genius, though.
Well, yeah. For Stern, it's genius because people just keep talking about Stern. They've gotten good at trolling people who love to just make up crap and pretend it's real. And so good on them.
You know.
Now, whether they're going to do an Ozzy pin or not, Futurama. That's for Sharon to decide. That's not Ozzy doesn't remember being at the Stern thing. And if he does, he doesn't care. But it was just one of those things where, and then it just went through the whole, and that's where I was like, there's a cycle. And it just repeats itself ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Like, anytime something happens, first of all, everyone craps their rompers. It is just crap flying everywhere. Oh, my God. And there's 17 pins, and then someone condenses all 17 into like one or a forum threads. And then everyone takes the 78 Aussie threads and kind of makes one. The cream rises to the top, shall we say. So then there's one kind of dominant, oh, my God, Stern's making an Aussie pin thread. And if you have a sarcasm detector at home, it might be beeping or hitting the high end, like it's hitting the tops. That's because I'm very sarcastic and hateful. And every time one of these comes up,
that is correct.
it's just the same crap over and over. Oh, JJP should have got the Aussie pin. Oh, Aussie's for grandpas. Oh, this and that. So the haters weigh in. The people that hate Stern or hate JJP or hate whatever, whoever that rumor that's baseless is based on. Then the haters come in for those. Then the people that love that company come in and defend. And it just goes and goes and goes. And then it peters out when the event happens and they're like, oh, well, here's some more Godzilla pins. Thanks for showing up, everyone. Aussie had a great time. The end. But there's never any, like, the problem is there's no self-correcting backlash.
Yeah.
The people that jumped up and said, it's an Aussie pin. Well, they should be locked out of pin side for a month. If you support lies that are just baseless lies, then you should have some, there's no consequence, you know, which is why I talk on the mic all the time. So you're in other things though. You're not, I mean, not just pinball, but you do. Is it the same?
Yes, absolutely.
So this is just a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just how it is. And like, I'm in a Disney World group.
Because I assume you like pinball. No, oh wait. okay, go ahead.
But it's always, it's just hate everywhere. Like,
weird.
If somebody says this is what this is, then somebody's like, well, that's stupid.
And you're like, why? like, let's pretend world, and they did make an Aussie pin.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect anything in somebody's world if they dislike Ozzy.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I have a huge hatred for the Patriots. And
so does everyone in the world.
No, honestly, mine's a little bit off the charts, I think. But
does anyone have a Patriots hater meter at home? It might have just dinged.
More so than your bullshit meter or sarcasm meter.
If they invented a bullshit meter, wow. Now that's money in the bank, my friend.
Yeah, it's just, there's always the, oh, well, that's stupid, or they're stupid, or you don't know what you're talking about, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, like some. And
it's always, no matter what.
And I guess that is the way of the world. Like,
yeah.
And I started thinking about it like a couple that my brain overthinks some things in multiple directions, which leads me no way of focusing. I guess part of it is like, you can say, oh, I don't like a band. Or you say, hey, a band just came out with their new thing. Well, if you were talking to your friends in a garage or in their living room, like in the before times, before there was an internet, somebody said, oh, I hate that band, or oh, I love that band. And they were like, oh, well, and that was it. Like, yeah. And then they went on playing Mario Brothers. But now the internet like hears all those people.
Yeah.
And it is just a flippant, nah, I never really liked that band.
Well, but, you're a moron.
But, yeah, well, now it's a statement. And now that statement has so much weight because it so much matters what I think about. Somebody in Connecticut thinks about something that isn't a real thing. Like, and it's just so crazy. And then, but then there's the divisiveness, which that could be a show on its own. Well, I hate Stern. I'm a JJP fan. I hate Stern. Stern should have gotten the Aussie pin.
And what everybody's not getting here is that's your opinion. And you're that's okay because it's yours.
So does the Disney people have people that come in and say, well, I like Universal, so Disney sucks.
Well, we are on like I am on a Walt Disney World page.
Yeah. And those people are banned. They're banned them.
Well, there's people that come over and are like, well, can you answer a question about Universal? Yeah, go to the Universal page.
Oh my god! I wish there was a Stern page, and it would just be like, "Yeah, go get off our page." So the other thing, and that, then this is kind of a segue, not a segue. Those are those things you rode that never went anywhere. If you are like, I kind of have always said I really like Stern machines,
mm-hmm.
and I just as I do, they feel good. They always shoot really well.
And I also agree with your statement.
You would concur.
I do concur. Some of the other ones to me just feel, they don't feel the same playing them.
Yeah. And that's okay. Like, yeah. Look,
I don't hate somebody because they think
JJP is better or spooky or whatever. One of the things that I was kind of like, what's the root of this? Where do we have this? Because another thing is that is very prevalent in every thread on these pins on Pinside or whatever. It's like the hatred. Now, if you wake up in the morning, there's a classic Ford and Chevy. If you wake up in the morning and you sip your coffee and you walk out in your garage and there's an SS Camaro and then there's a 5.0 GT Mustang, well, you, sir, are living a pretty damn good life. Now, you might want like one more over the other. Doesn't matter. Like, if Stern and JJP and all these other places are cranking out machines, it doesn't matter in most people's lives. There's no hatred one or the other. In fact, those guys probably talk to each other because they have to, because it's the they have to know the market. They're not, they're friends. They're not, they might be business enemies, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're not fighting over some imaginary number. These machines are so expensive. Most humans can't buy them. Like it's not like they've been priced out of the common jerks thing. So the only people that are buying these are very rich people and they don't care.
Yeah.
You have $10 million. It doesn't matter. They don't care if it says JJP or Stern. It's not, it's a status symbol at this point. So, so like that, but that us versus them thing, Coke versus Pepsi and Harley versus Indian, we've all been bought and sold long ago, folks. It's all marketing BS. It's not. So whenever I start reading about people hating on Stern, Stern's this, Stern's that. No, Stern kept pinball alive when no one else did. So shut up.
Yeah.
And JJP is making fine machines. They're very bright and colorful and that, you know, and if you love them, great. There's no love or hate one way or the other. I can never understand this like devout thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it's human nature.
I think we're a little bit more like Stern heavy just because we've interacted with Gary.
Yeah.
We've been at places where he is and had personal like experiences with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they make great machines.
They do.
They're, you know,
people
my favorite is the Beatles.
Of course.
I love that machine.
When you should.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous machine. It shoots great.
I really wanted to love Wizard of Oz. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Why would you hate any machine?
Right.
Like that. Like I have this thing that's probably going to happen in my life at some point, where I take the world's most hated machine and kind of document making it the most like perfectly correct example of the world's most hated machine.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Raven, but it might be Thundercats? No, Thunderbirds. Doesn't matter. It's never going to happen because now machines are too expensive.
Because you can't find it.
Yeah, everyone burned them. They burned them. They were like, no. It's a witch. No. So like, but it's just one of those things where, like, where does, I guess it doesn't really matter.
I'm sure it came about at the invention of the internet. Was that Al Gore?
I hate Al Gore. I love whatever jerk ran against that jerk.
Sorry, I had to.
That's exactly. You know. I think Pepsi or Coke. No, Coke invented the Coke. Coke might have invented the internet, but not the drinky kind.
No.
So like, you're like, no. Like, we're not going there.
No.
So I don't know. And I guess in reality, me picking apart this stuff is a joke in itself because it's all free marketing for the companies. So yep. What do they care?
Yeah.
We're all helping. They're doing their bidding, my masters.
And so, who knows if they. Oh, they're like, oh, we're going to put a machine out. In their head, they're like, I don't know what we should put out. So they drop little crumbs. Next thing you know, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Now, once, and it's not a far leap to pile onto the rumor mill. It's not a far leap that if Ozzy and McFarlane's doing an Ozzy, he did some of the artwork for his newest album cover. And he's going to do a Ozzy comic book.
Oh, so that's awesome.
It is. And it's not a far leap to say, well, if they have this working relationship, there's probably a Sabbath or an Ozzy pin coming out. Or there could be.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everyone hates on band or music pins as well. And you go, well, they kind of sell out. Well, at this point, everything's selling out.
Mm-hmm.
You go, hey, look at this. I have literally the poo emoji has a pinball machine coming out. Sold out in 12 seconds. Doesn't matter. CE, 20 grand each. You know, you're like, whatever. So like from their perspective, they're like, who cares? Just keep hucking rocks.
So maybe that rock pinball machine will come out.
literally a rock. Just rock. There's no music involved. It's just when they're like, what would the sound effects be? Just like one stone hitting another one. That's the love den, the love cave on the rock pin. It's just two rocks hitting each other. Make of that what you will. But
just a disclaimer. This is all just dumbness.
Oh my god, did you hear the rumor from Loghorn Beghorn and a messed up name of a messed up fake thing? Oh my god, I wonder if it's real. Who cares? I don't know. So I guess what you're saying is, you know, it is just everywhere.
It's not everywhere.
I guess I really, and that kind of made me the drama or the BS made me pull back from a lot of the stuff. I don't listen to any of the podcasts anymore. I only go on Pin Side just kind of to watch the things.
Watch the drama.
I guess. Or watch, yeah. See if there's any news.
Sometimes you can't look away.
Yeah. A lot of times you can't look away. Like, look at the Deep Root thread on Pin Side has like literally 30,000 or 35,000 like replies or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just because that one was one of the biggest weird things in the pinball world. You know, like just that... A Ponzi scheme based on pinball? Who would have thought it? But I'm sure somebody out there did. One of the influencers probably called. I called it. You're like, did you? Okay. But, you know, I don't know. I guess the long way of saying is maybe if you hear a rumor, don't buy into the hype. Wait till the machines actually, wait until they actually say something.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's some of them are brutal too, just like ridiculous.
It's the mean. Yeah, I do hate when they get really, really mean.
Yeah,
like over nothing, you know.
You're right. Like you have no idea.
Even if something is not the best shooting machine or the artwork doesn't look the best, man, there was a lot of meetings with a lot of people, and there was a lot of that person that owns that rights to that. Telling them what they were doing. We don't know what they did or what they said. Like, I don't know what direction he was given for the machines he's done or you know, Dirty Donnie. Like, they never walk up and say, just do whatever the hell you want.
No.
So, you know, and it's just, I start with artwork because that's the world I know. And it's also just, it's the easiest to look at and either like or not like immediately. But that's also like, who cares if, like, I don't know.
But sometimes if you look at the artwork, you might not like step up to that machine because you're just because it's not like, it's off-putting.
Yeah, yeah. There's some yeah, and there's some you don't like. I never was. Yeah, I guess that is true though. And I keep bringing up Raven. Raven is wow. That when you look at that machine, what in the hell was going on there? Like what was going on there? Like when you look at that meeting, I just imagine the meeting and you're like, what the shit just happened here? There's a camouflage and there's this lady and oh my God, and there's a helicopter. I think I know what was going on in those meetings, but it wasn't good. So I'm not picking on the Raven machine. It's actually a pretty fun machine when you shoot it. It's just, there's a lot going on. And like the back glass of Street Fighter. Chun Li literally looks like a dude. Dude looks like a lady. I think it was that started out as an Aerosmith. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Rumor mill. The dude.
Aerosmith.
That was an Aerosmith. Dude looks like a lady, but it turned into Street Fighter. Who knew?
Well, the lady on the Raven looks like a dude too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Like.
Whatever. But I yeah. mean, like the whole thing is like it's camouflage, which would have worked, but they should have done something. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It looks more like. Animal print and camouflage.
It's not whatever. So I think Sally might have pulled up the pictures possibly. Of Raven because you were like, what the hell's Raven?
Right.
What? Was that a bird? The crow? Know,
I know it probably will be in my basement at one point, but
but it shouldn't
see,
be.
Let's see what it looks like.
See what the hell this waste of money and time is. Oh, well. So I guess, long story short, is we talked in circles and none of it means anything. But, maybe, I guess, like, if we've learned anything today, it was just maybe, you know, open your heart to love instead of hate. Is that what you think where we're going with
that
this?
That is correct.
That is not, I don't think I've ever said that and meant it. I try to say it, but I can't stop laughing by the time the sentence ends. So, there you have it. Well, have fun, everyone. Thanks for listening. This has been, of course, Pinball Junk Drawer, Lucky Show 13. And I think soon we should do the obligatory our top five dream pins because that's what everyone does one of those at some point. That's usually right when you run out of ideas. So buckle up. I might have you do some homework at some point. You up for it?
I'm up for that.
You're like, okay, these are the five favorite craft brews. So I want, you know, Cigar City should have a pinball machine. And,
oh, that would
so,
be super. Oh, my God.
Instead of a free game, it just pours a beer out. You have to have a lot of alcohol to live with me. I guess that's the long story short. We all knew that. All right, that's going to be it for this week. My name was and always will be Loghorn Faghorn. And with me, as always, my gracious co-host.
Craft Brew Sally.
And we hope to see you next week for more inane nonsense. Banter and nonsense. Peace out, Billy.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.